Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Everyone puts their faith in something. We either trust in the Word of God or we trust in our feelings and perceptions. Have you ever wondered how God's Word can take shape, have impact, and make a difference in your life and the life of others? You see, a true revelation of God's Word is essential for a victorious Christian life. God's Word is life-giving and life-changing. It has the power to impart faith, increase courage, and develop character. But its effectiveness is up to you, and it depends on how you accept it. In this message, titled, Accept God's Word by Faith, Evangelist Paul Acqua tells us how God's Word is the key to spiritual growth and how the force of faith that comes from the Word of God brings about a transforming change in the life of a believer. Let's join in.
If you would really think as you read the scripture, you could get awesome revelation from it. People read the Word of God and they don't really meditate on it or study it. Most of the time we read the scripture because we think it earns us credit with God. We spend 30 minutes reading and it doesn't matter if your mind is on something else. Just as long as you are reading through it, somehow you think you would get extra favor from God. So we don't often engage our brain. It has therefore become tradition to read some of the verses of scripture, but traditions and doctrines of men make the word of God of no effect. That's what the Bible says. Meditate on God's word and accept it by faith, my friend. I want to refer you to a part of the angelic announcement to the Virgin Mary about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let's turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 1, and I'm reading from verse 26 onwards. You know, we need to learn and dig deeper a little bit when we read these verses. Follow along with me from verse 26 as I read. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Verse 29. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." So that's verse 33. Looking at these scriptures that I have just read, God sent his angel Gabriel to leave heaven and to come to the Virgin Mary on the planet Earth to make this wonderful announcement. The most significant birth announcement is the birth of Jesus Christ. So the angel Gabriel delivered this crucial message to the Virgin Mary. And as I said, it's the most important announcement that we've ever heard in terms of the birth of anybody else. Hallelujah. So Jesus came for the Jew and the Gentile. That's what you need to know and accept it by faith, my friend. He came for the great and the small. He has come for you. And I want you to realize that he is the Messiah. We need to recognize that Jesus is God manifest in the flesh. He was not just an exalted human being who had anointing and revelation from God, but he was God manifest in the flesh. And that was so important. We need to accept this. He left the splendor of heaven to be born as a human, so that your sins might be forgiven, and the penalty of your sins would be paid in full. Remember, the wages of sin is death, and Jesus died on the cross to pay the wages or the penalty of all your sins. Accept God's word by faith, my friend. You see, the angel Gabriel's startling announcement fulfills the words of Isaiah the prophet about the Messiah's virgin birth, that Mary will conceive a child without the seed of a human man. She will conceive in her womb and bear a son. That's a staggering thing to think about. It's a promise of a divine, miraculous birth. It was far beyond her understanding. Maybe yours. But we accept God's word by faith. And that's what Mary did. When the angel appeared to her, she was perplexed. That's what the Bible says. She was wondering what kind of salutation this was. She had not asked for this at all, like you and me. Nothing could have prepared Mary for this miraculous event. And seeking to calm Mary, the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God." You have also found favor with God. I have found favor with God. Hallelujah. Let's look at verse 34. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Let me repeat verse 35. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Jesus is the Son of God. He is God Himself. Verse 36. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. Verse 37. For with God, nothing would be impossible. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. You see, when Mary heard that, she said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. I hope you will also accept what you are hearing as the word of God. You accept it by faith. For Mary, this was a huge step of faith on her part to accept this and to believe this, to conceive a child by the power of the Holy Spirit and have a virgin birth. This was really marvelous, but she accepted it by faith. This was a huge step of faith on her part. What a miracle that Mary accepted this. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. God didn't force himself upon her. Take note of that. God appeared unto Mary and in a sense proposed to her by saying, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." She accepted it by faith and received it. I hope you will also accept God's word by faith and receive it. It was a huge leap of faith. No one had to deal with something like this in the history of the world. And Mary had to go to Elizabeth because the angel had told her she had also conceived a child and that she was going to have a child in her old age. For with God, nothing will be impossible. This was what happened to Mary. She humbled herself. She accepted the word of God revealed to her. But then she went to Elizabeth to get confirmation. Let's take note of the fact that prior to this, Gabriel had already come to Zacharias, Elizabeth's husband, and astonishingly, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, the angel Gabriel came again to planet Earth to make this wonderful announcement. So in the space of 6 months, God spoke to Zacharias and then to the Virgin Mary. You can always read the Bible hear God once again and confirm what God is communicating to you. So Mary was used by God. It was all by God's grace. And let me tell you that God has chosen you and me to tell others about God. Even at this very moment in time, God wants to use us. The people that you will see and be with, the email and text messages you might share with others, tell them about the truth of who Jesus is. Accept God's word by faith. Don't think you cannot do it. You've been given power to do so if you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. The word of God is unchanging and is a roadmap for successful living. He can let your life shine in this dark world. We serve a faithful God, and I want you to believe in this Most High God. Live boldly and courageously for Christ. Accept God's word by faith. God is with you. He is with you wherever you go. Live for Him and impact the world. You can do it because of the power of His word. In fact, following Christ starts with accepting His word by faith. It's about believing His word. Accept by faith that God's word is true. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The angel gave a command to name this boy that she will carry in her womb, Jesus, meaning He is the Savior of the world. Why did Jesus come to this planet Earth? Why should God leave the splendor of His heaven? It was to seek and to save that which was lost. We are the recipients of this miraculous, indescribable gift of salvation from heaven. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. The angel told Mary that her son Jesus would be great. Christ's greatness is seen in sharing of God's glory. The highest priority of His life was to honor and obey His Father. The highest priority of our lives on this earth is to accept God's word by faith and obey it. The highest priority of our lives on this earth is to bring glory to God. Let me ask you this question. Does your life bring glory to God? You can answer it yourself. Do you accept God's word by faith? You can answer that for yourself. That's how you and I are to live. Christ presented the glory of God. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give Him the throne of His father David. That's what verse 32 said. He is the Son of the Most High God. Jesus possesses the nature of God. And to identify Jesus as the Son of the Most High is to affirm the deity of Jesus Christ, because Jesus is God. We see that in Hebrews chapter 1. If you read verse 3, Christ is the radiance of God. Jesus Christ, the creator of the world. Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He will reign forever. His kingdom will have no end. Jesus Christ is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Do you accept that by faith, my friend? The question I have for you is this. Is Christ your King? Is He your Savior? If you have not received Christ as your Lord and Savior, then now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 845-6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.